Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Nagaland's Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang began his four-day tour yesterday to inspect highway projects in five districts, Twinsang, Kifire, Shamator, Mokokchung, and Paik. As part of his tour, he will also inspect and survey all the newly proposed national highway projects. On the first day, Mr. Zeliang, who is also the minister in charge of national highway, inspected the NH-702A and NH-202K and held meeting with the Thuvopisami villagers under Paik district. He appealed the villagers not to obstruct the national highway road projects but cooperate with the government and contractors for timely completion of the project. Mr. Zeliang also met NHIDCL officials at Meluri and urged them to complete the ongoing NH-202K project within the stipulated time. Interacting with the people at various locations, he observed that about 15 national highway projects in the state has been stalled and remain uncompleted due to landowner disputes. He also urged landowners to accept the compensation rates set by the government rather than demanding higher rates. Mr. Zeliang also acknowledged that the poor road conditions in Nagaland is due to non-availability of funds for timely maintenance. He, however, expressed optimism for the future of the state's connectivity, projecting that by 2040, the state will be fully connected from east to west and north to south. The Deputy Chief Minister is scheduled to visit Kifire, Shamator, Longkhimchare today and hold meeting with various tribal bodies and villages. Advisor for Information and Public Relations and Soil and Water Conservation, Imkong L. Imchen, has emphasized the need for flexibility and diplomacy in the ongoing Naga political negotiations, advocating for a win-win outcome for both parties involved. Speaking at the press conference at Kohima yesterday, Mr. Imchen was surprised at suggestions to break up the ceasefire if a settlement cannot be reached. He stressed that the approach to negotiations should avoid threats and instead focus on a balanced give-and-take attitude. According to Imchen, returning to armed struggles would not be in Nagaland's best interest, adding that peaceful negotiation provides more promising future. Acknowledging the complexity of the decades-long negotiation process, he highlighted the importance of flexibility and a collaborative approach from both sides. Mr. Imchen reiterated that the negotiation should avoid a winner-takes-all mindset and instead aim for a mutually beneficial resolution. The senior legislator warned that a return to violence and instability would hinder progress and peaceful negotiation offers the best way forward. In Manipur, 10 armed militants were killed in an encounter by security forces in Jiribam district yesterday. According to the police, CRPF post located at Jakku Radhor and Boro Bekra in the district were attacked by armed militants. The security forces retaliated strongly, leading to heavy exchange of fire in which security forces recovered the bodies of 10 militants. One CRPF Jawan sustained a bullet injury in the incident. A criminal case has been registered in the matter and investigation is underway. A two-day EPIC tournament and new voter registration drive organized by the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, Nagaland, in collaboration with Nagaland Sports, began yesterday at the Zinheboto Government College campus. The event aimed to raise awareness about the electoral process and encourage new voter registrations, particularly among the youth. Deputy Commissioner and DEO of Zinheboto, Rahul Bhanudas Mali, stressed the importance of voting in shaping the future of the state. He said, "Voting is not just a right, but a critical responsibility in choosing the leaders who will represent and serve the community." The first day of the event featured fun games designed to promote team building, participation, communication, and enjoyment. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin on the 20th of this month in Goa. Briefing media at the Curtain Raiser press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said festival has received an overwhelming response from both filmmakers and audiences. Secretary of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, informed that the Satyajit Ray Lifetime Achievement Award will be presented to renowned Australian filmmaker Philip Noyce this year. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.